reading today is recorded in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed, here in the words of our text, the Lord God claims for himself a personality trait that is not normally prized by us, namely jealousy. He says, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. He, the one true God of heaven and earth, is jealous for us, and he cannot and will not tolerate any competitor in our relationship with him. Here at the conclusion of the Ten Commandments recorded in the book of Exodus, the Lord God told the Israelites, they must not bow down to any idol, and they must not worship and trust any false god. His jealousy is shown in the consequences of worshiping an idol. God says that he will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. So we have a jealous God who threatens really to punish all those who transgress his commandments. In explaining this, Moses wrote, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Those who will not perfectly obey all the commandments all the time stand condemned before God. So in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul said, "The wages of sin is death." God's wrath, we're told, travels three or four generations. He says, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. If, for example, your great-grandfather was an unscrupulous businessman living and working in a small town, and he earned a reputation among the townspeople as being untrustworthy, then you, years later, bearing the same last name, might have some trouble getting your car dealership off the ground. So it says in the book of Lamentations, our fathers sinned and are no more, and we bear their punishment. As is the case with any section of God's law recorded in the Bible, if we were to leave off our reading at this point, with this summary of the commandments, with this reminder of God's fierce jealousy, then we would be lost and frightened. Who would want to read the Bible if this was its full and final message? Who would be persuaded to get up and come to chapel service or to attend any worship service if the emphasis was always and only on the law and our failure to obey it? We would either then despair completely of ever being in a good relationship with our Creator, and we would deceive ourselves, hoping that some outward cursory obedience is good enough for God. But dear friends, in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we see that God's jealousy is actually a very beautiful and comforting trait. For God describes himself also this way, as showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. For the sake of Jesus Christ, that precious seed of the woman who was promised in Eden right after the fall into sin, God vows to show us his mercy. That is, to not give us exactly what our sins against him have earned. While his holy anger, we're told, extends over three or four generations, his mercy is in play for thousands. Generation upon generation, hear the promise of grace and every blessing to those who love him. And to love him is to believe in him, to trust in him, to trust that he forgives each one of us, every one of all of our sins, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who came as our substitute and lived under the commandments, who offered up a pure and holy life for us, and then who consented out of love to be crucified, bearing all of our guilt. The Virgin Mary understood this great blessing from God, and she sang in her song of praise, his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. We know that jealousy is not normally considered a positive feature of our personalities, and though it might be flattering to begin with to have a jealous boyfriend or a jealous girlfriend, quickly becomes tiresome and stressful. Their jealousy may even finally end your relationship. But isn't it a great comfort to know God's jealousy for each one of us? His love is so strong and so enduring that he cannot bear for us to be harmed in any way by a reliance upon a false god, an idol. And so let us always trust in our dear, loving, jealous God, and so exult with the psalm writer. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Amen. Today we come before God with a special prayer, a petition on behalf of the father of Mrs. Terry Fries, Mr. Paul Zimmerman, who will undergo surgery today, being hospitalized with pancreatitis. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for all of the blessings that we enjoy through the gifted doctors, the surgeons, the advancements in today's field of medicine. At your invitation, we come before you on behalf of your servant, Paul Zimmerman, and ask that these blessings be put to use now for his benefit, according to your will. Strengthen him and his family in the comforting promise that you will work all things for the good of those whom you have called into your kingdom of grace. We pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you now please rise, and we'll sing again from that same hymn, 488. Hymn 488, verses 7 through 10. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.